The Central Asian Republic of Kyrgyzstan faces an uncertain future today. After a day of violent protests in the capital city of Bishkek, the president of the Central Asian nation has fled the country. Thousands of demonstrators stormed the government headquarters, tearing pictures off the walls, throwing furniture out the window, and ransacking offices. Today's protests were the latest in a week of demonstrations following disputed parliamentary elections. To tell us more about today's events and what the future may hold, joining us is Yulia Savchenko, anchor and producer of No Edits, a public affairs television program in Kyrgyzstan. She's currently on a fellowship at Harvard University and joins us now from her office in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Who is in control of your country, Kyrgyzstan, at this point?
Well, right now it's very difficult to say. It was these protests that were finished with the total the total uncertainty, let's say, and it's a point of concern for us because we have these oppositional members who seem to be in power, and we have our former leader of opposition, Felix Kulov, who was in jail for about 7 years, and then he was released right yesterday.
Yes.
So we have a lot of oppositional figures and oppositional coalition, but no one seemed to be in charge, really in charge, and so far we don't have any prominent leaders on the ground.
Now, this all started again after these elections. A lot of people said they were fraudulent.
Yes. Elections were definitely fraudulent, and it's not a secret for anyone. And in fact, it was a very controversial elections, and it was very, very easy to predict that something would follow these kind of elections because it was OSCE proclaimed these elections partly transparent, but it was the question of the assessment of international organizations. But of course, what we have in the country is that only pro-governmental and pro-president candidates took the advantage of all parliamentary seats, and in this new unicameral parliament, there were supposed to be 70 pro-governmental candidates and only 5 oppositional members. And it was like the breaking point for all people, and it was very difficult to stand it. And that's why our southern part of the country started to protest, and this uprising actually started in the south. And then, well, what we see in Bishkek is the product of this uprising in the south.
Yes, because people said, well, it's interesting that it's in the southern part of the country, but it will be important if it crosses the mountains and goes to Bishkek.
Yes, it's no one would believe that 2 days ago. And like keeping track on all these Russian newspapers, Russian television, and even international editions, you would never say that something like that can happen in Kyrgyzstan. And President Akayev seemed to be in power, and he nominated new Minister of Interior, and he was actually willing to stay in power, and it's explainable, of course. But then oppositional members just showed up in Bishkek, and it was surprising because it was this action of protest, which was supposed to be peaceful, but then there were a number of provocateurs in Bishkek from the government side, and there were supposed to be people from the Service of National Defense. And that's how it started, and that's how it continued. And now we have this new, I don't know how to call it, maybe government of national salvation or coalition government or whatever, but we don't have our president, and he is supposed to flee the country. And at this point, we have nothing. And this is this total and general uncertainty for the country.
We're talking today about developments in the Central Asian state of Kyrgyzstan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Kyrgyzstan lies just to the west of China, and it is south of Kazakhstan. It is a landlocked country, one of the former Soviet republics. And now, Yulia Savchenko, the third former Soviet republic to lose its government in this way, in Georgia, in Ukraine, and now in Kyrgyzstan.
Yes, exactly. And it was a sort of common notion to try to compare Kyrgyz elections and Ukrainian elections. And there were a lot of speculations, in fact, about maybe possibility of such events in Kyrgyzstan. And again, no one would believe that. But the situation, I would say that the situation in Georgia, in Ukraine, and the situation in Kyrgyzstan is totally different. And probably this is the point for our concerns, because in Kyiv, for example, in Ukraine, they had this organized opposition. They had one prominent leader, Viktor Yushchenko, and it was sort of clear where which path the country would take after these kinds of events. And for Kyrgyzstan, the situation is different because we, as I already mentioned, we don't have prominent leaders, and we don't have this single platform for the opposition, and this really bothers me. But at the same time, it's a sort of maybe optimism. Maybe they can come out with one platform and maybe some good ideas, and maybe the democracy will be revived in Kyrgyzstan.
There is a United States air base in Kyrgyzstan near the capital, Bishkek, and there's also a Russian base in Kyrgyzstan.
Exactly.
Is there any concern there that, well, again, all of this reflects to some degree on President Putin in Russia. Is there any concern there that Russia may intervene somehow?
I don't think so. Right now, at this point, Russia wouldn't intervene because of all these mistakes that were made during those events in Ukraine and Georgia, where Russia literally just lost its positions. And now in our region and in Kyrgyzstan, it was some kind of a silent support of President Akayev, but at the same time, just maybe 2 weeks ago in Russia, in Moscow, official leaders of the country accepted Kurbanbek Bakiyev, which is one of the leaders of this oppositional movement, and there were extensive dialogue between them. So probably this is a sign of readiness and of intentions to have some kinds of negotiations between either former president and at the same time with our oppositional members. So I think that Russia will be sort of silent in this situation, and it's not up to the point when Russian military forces can intervene into the situation, because it's a real danger, and they're not that stupid, I would say.
We're getting news that in an emergency meeting today in Bishkek, the parliament installed an opposition deputy as acting president and gave the opposition until Friday to present a new government for the Central Asian country. A decision has been made today with 44 votes for and 2 abstentions to name, I hope I get this correct, Ishenbay Kadrybekov as the new parliamentary speaker and acting president. Do you know who he is?
Yes, I know him personally, and for many years he was one of these leaders of our opposition, and he was actually called a Grey Cardinal of our opposition, and he's one of the leaders, but I cannot say that he's the only one and he's the best one. We have this situation when about 6 or 7 persons can definitely announce the intentions to run for presidency. And now it's very difficult to say who will succeed in that. And what is pretty predictable is that some kind of a fight can emerge, after all, between all these prominent oppositional candidates, which are great people, which who has great education.
Yulia Shevchenko is anchor and producer of No Edits, a public affairs television program in Kyrgyzstan. She spoke to us today from Cambridge, Massachusetts, where she's on a fellowship. Ira's here tomorrow with Science Friday. I'm taking a week off. This is NPR News.